And now it's time for A Dangerous Idea.
My name is David Ben-Attar. I'm a professor of philosophy at the University of Cape Town in South Africa and the author of a book called The Second Sexism, Discrimination Against Men and Boys. My dangerous idea is that not only females are the victims of sex discrimination, but males are too. People's initial response to this idea is that it's absurd. How possibly could males be the victims of sex discrimination? And I think there are many, many ways. They vary from place to place in the world, but I'll give some examples. The most common example is conscription, what you call in the US the draft, forcing males into the military and into combat. That occurs in many parts of the world, but there's almost nowhere where females are conscripted. Where they are subject to many more exemptions, and they're not forced into combat. Other forms of discrimination against males is the infliction of violence. So if we speak about non-sexual violence, the overwhelming majority of victims around the world are males. This is borne out by statistics from various crime agencies like the FBI. So there are many examples, these are just some of them, where males are the victims of quite serious forms of sex discrimination. The common response is either disbelief or a resistance. And the resistance is sometimes of the form that the harms that men suffer are really just the costs of their own domination. And so we shouldn't really worry about that. And what I say in response to that is that there are many males who are suffering who are not dominant in society. If you think about the homeless population, which is disproportionately male, or if you think about the prison population, which is disproportionately male, these are not dominant people in society. And so their suffering is not the cost of their dominance. Even if it's the cost of some other male's dominance, it's still something that we ought to attend to. Another response to what I call the second sexism is that we ought not to be distracted by these forms of discrimination against males. We ought rather to focus on discrimination against females. And I think that's another bad idea because we can, I think, simultaneously hold these two different injustices in our minds. I think we can look at the ways in which men are discriminated against, the ways in which women are discriminated against. This is not a zero-sum game. We should oppose discrimination wherever we find it. Just as we can hold other injustices in our minds simultaneously, race discrimination and sex discrimination and religious discrimination, just as we can hold those ideas simultaneously in our minds, so we should hold discrimination against males and females simultaneously and try to address them.
David Ben-Attar is a philosopher at the University of Cape Town in South Africa, and he's the author of the book, The Second Sexism.